Rangers tonight take care of business as they take a commanding 2-0 lead in this best of seven first round series against the Washington Capitals. And listen, I know the Capitals played better tonight, and I know that they put forth a better effort, and it was a close game, but I never got the feeling the Rangers were going to lose this game. It really, to me, the Rangers were in control the whole night of this game. I think they played, you know, they kind of toyed with them a little bit, right? The Capitals took the lead early. The Rangers tied it 3 minutes later. And then the Rangers took a lead. The Rangers took another lead. They scored shorthanded goals, power play goals. They were up 4-2 in the third period. And then it became 4-3, and it got a little tight. And at the end, I get it that Shesterkin needed to make some saves. But it, to me, I never was worried that the Rangers were going to lose this game. And I think that this was probably the best effort that the Caps are going to give you. And it wasn't the Rangers' best effort. I don't think the Rangers have played their best game yet in either of these two games. And they still have a 2-0 lead, winning game one in decisive fashion, 4-1, winning tonight, 4-3. And you could just tell by some of these plays that are going on that the Rangers are just more talented, right? They're a better team. They're more talented. I mean, look at the shorthanded goal they scored. And on top of that, look at the shot that Roslovic put in the tiniest, on the short side, on the tiniest little bit of area that he had to get in. He put it perfect. You couldn't have placed it in the net there any better. And Shesterkin played well. I think the Capitals goalie played a little bit better in this game. He let up two goals in that first game that they looked like he let them in on purpose. I mean, they were just bad goals. And I think this is the best you're going to see from the Capitals. Now, and they almost seem, also, if you watch after the game, if you saw any of the locker room interviews from the Capitals locker room, they almost seemed happy with their performance tonight. Yeah, we were better. We played well. You're down 0-2. You're heading back home in a must-win situation. It's almost like they don't expect to win this series. And I mean, not that they should, but if you're playing in it, you should expect to win the series, right? You can't go into anything in life and expect not to win and think anything positive is going to come out of it. And I think tonight was the best effort we're going to get from the Capitals. And listen, it was a regular Rangers game. Okay, Zibanejad was the best player on the ice. You had Trocheck with a beautiful goal. Keandre Miller with the shorthanded goal, which was as good as it gets. Those were your three stars. Shesterkin made 25 saves. Listen, it was a good game for the Rangers. And you see here with the highlights, like the Capitals took the lead right off the bat, and I still wasn't worried. I still didn't think they had a problem. And the two goals that Shesterkin let in here, on a power play, they crashed in the net. They were more physical, the Capitals were tonight, but they still couldn't match the Rangers' physicality, and they couldn't match the Rangers' talent. I mean, look at the deflection right there from Trocheck. It's as good as it gets. It's perfect. It's in the perfect spot. And you're going to see here in a minute the goal by Roslovic where he scores this thing, and you could not have shot it any better. Look at, there's Zibanejad again, top corner. Not a chance. Roslovic right there. The puck comes in and out of the net as fast as it could be. And it was basically at a 2-inch spot to put it in the top short side, and he did it. And the Rangers are up. Now they go Friday, Sunday is game 3 and 4. Friday and Sunday. So Friday game 3, Sunday game 4. And I think the Rangers could wrap this thing up on Sunday, to be honest with you. And I hope they do, because you don't want, like I said, you don't want to go deep into series here early in the playoffs. You get beat up during these playoffs. It's a long haul to the, you know, four rounds of this stuff. And you get worn out, you get beat up, you're going to get tested. I just don't think the test is going to come from the Capitals. So the Rangers, I would not be surprised if they wrap this thing up on Sunday, win two games, they win Friday, win Sunday. The Capitals, listen, Ovechkin's older. He played 29 minutes tonight, and that's a lot. TJ Oshie got a little physical. He got hurt. He got pulled for a concussion protocol, and he also took a penalty when he was, you know, jostling there with Panarin. And even Panarin, Panarin's not a tough guy, and Panarin still stood up to Oshie and still got the better of him. So, listen, I think the Rangers are going to cruise through this series. I think they're going to win it probably in a sweep if not definitely in five games. I just don't think the Capitals can match the Rangers' talent. I don't think the goalies aren't as good. The Rangers' power play and the penalty kill, and the Rangers had multiple power. They had the shorthanded goal, but they also had another penalty kill where they had three good scoring chances to the Capitals' one on the power play. It's just an overmatch, and the Rangers, they've come in here to these playoffs, they played just as they have in the regular season, and they've done everything right. And listen, the Rangers are going to win the series in four, possibly five, and then they'll move on, and things will get tougher as they go through the playoffs here. They will. But this series is not it. So the Rangers, 4-3 winners tonight. They head to Washington, up 2-0, with basically a stranglehold on the series. Now, I know the saying, a series doesn't start until a team loses a home game. I don't know. I think that, fine. You want to say that? That's fine. But then we're going to start this series on Friday, and it's going to start at the Rangers up 3-0. Because the Capitals, you know, it's a tough place to play. The Capitals just can't match the Rangers. And I, you know, that's really all there is to it in this series. And if you look at the stats, they're not that dominating. The Rangers haven't played their best game yet. And their talent level is just superior to Washington. And I expect them to close this thing out in four, maybe five games, and then move on. And like I said, it's going to get tougher. This is just one step. And it was good that they got a push tonight from the Capitals. Capitals did play better. But you can't be satisfied with that. You're going home down 0-2. You want to come and steal one, right? And they sounded satisfied in the locker room after the game. So Rangers 4-3 winners. Game 3 Friday. Game 4 on Sunday. Look for the Rangers to close this thing out on Sunday. If not, definitely in Game 5 back at the Garden. Zibanejad had a good game. Trocheck, Roslovic played well. The power play, the penalty kill. And, of course, Igor Shesterkin did his thing and held the fort at the end there for the last little rush. Rangers win 4-3. Like I said, I don't think the game was as close as the score indicates. But we'll see Friday night as the Rangers and Caps meet in Game 3 in Washington.
If you enjoy the show, make sure to let everyone know by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or on our website at LockedUpSports.net. Remember, you can also find us on your favorite social media site, on Twitter at LockedUpSports, on the gram at Locked_Up_Sports. Join our Facebook group, Locked Up Sports, or on TikTok at Locked Up Sports Show. Now you can catch all the latest from Locked Up Sports anytime. Thanks for listening.